In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they
may. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Disturbing story out of Google. Google, they had a VP at Google Cloud who's been fired. His name is Amar Abdallah. He was fired after he posted a 10,000-word anti-Semitic manifesto on LinkedIn. What he said was that he didn't like Jews, that he's tried to accommodate his conduct now, and it had a direct result. Another Google director of network infrastructure, a Jewish guy himself, said on LinkedIn, quote, "The previous situation has made being a Jewish leader at Google tough. This has made it almost untenable." Amar Abdallah was fired, but there's a real problem, and it's never, ever accentuated on the left in this country. But the fact of the matter is that the more immigration that comes from jihadist cultures, the more murderous anti-Semitism is brought into this country. And it is becoming pervasive in our tech companies. During the flare-up in the Middle East, where from Gaza, militants sent something like 4,000 rockets into Israel, Israel retaliated with bombings. Thousands, over 1,000 people at the various tech companies wrote to their CEOs demanding that those companies take a position against Israel. I'm very tired of this. You come to this country, you assimilate. And if you can't assimilate, and jihadist culture can never assimilate, it hasn't for 1300 years in European history, then keep it out. Do not permit it in. We will not tolerate murderous anti-Semitism in this country the way we're seeing in Europe and everywhere else. So when a Jewish guy at Google has to say that it's been tough, made tough being a Jewish leader at Google, now it's untenable, enough's enough. I would break up Google on antitrust grounds, on monopoly grounds, and the same with Facebook, and the same with some of the other tech companies, Amazon, which is really a tech company. But we are not going to tolerate the infiltration of our culture by something that really disregards the fundamental aspect of the First Amendment, which is we are a secular country, not a sectarian country. We're a secular country, and I don't want to see prayer in schools, and I don't want to see prayer in factories, and I don't want to see prayer in offices. We are a secular country. We're not going to permit people to use the First Amendment as a shield to destroy the First Amendment. We're going to Florida. In Florida, tell you something about Florida. There's a terrible governor, one of the worst in the country, DeSantis, who may very well end up as a Republican nominee in 2024 if Trump is let off in an orange jumpsuit with government-supplied bracelets. I don't think DeSantis can win for a simple reason. He never smiles. He never smiles. A guy that never smiles can't win. But in any event, what if he did? Florida now accounts for 20% of all new COVID infections in the country. One state. It's not the biggest state either. It's not California. It's not Texas. You know, Florida accounts for 20% of all new COVID infections. And DeSantis is peddling swag around the state. Swag is things like baseball caps, T-shirts, you know, with your logo, your slogan, and so forth. And one of the logos on this swag is freedom from Fauciism. Freedom from Fauciism. Fauci's an expert in epidemiology. Why do you want to be free of him? Another one is don't let Florida get Fauci'd. Don't let Florida get Fauci'd. And another one is don't Fauci my Florida. You know, why this obsession on nailing Dr. Fauci? Dr. Fauci is one of the nicest, humblest guys I've ever seen in any government position. He appears to have no ego. I mean, the guy gets up there. He's very grandfatherly. He's very, very nice. He's polite. He's nuanced. He's understated. He doesn't attack Trump. He doesn't attract the QAnon right. He simply says very, very gently, get vaccinated, wear a mask, distance if you haven't been vaccinated. And he says we should look at the science. So why are you selling swag that says freedom over Fauciism? Don't let Florida get Fauci'd, and don't Fauci my Florida. Fauci said something important the other day. He said a lot of stuff that's important. This is really important. Fauci said that if this mindset, this anti-vaxxer mindset of the far right had occurred in the past, we'd still have polio. We'd still have smallpox. Think about that. When polio and smallpox shots came out, nobody fought it. People demanded it. Demanded it. They lined up for it. And I'll tell you what my theory is. If you have a pandemic that has outward physical manifestations that affects your personal attractiveness, people will fight to get the vaccine. Every anti-vaxxer will fight to get the vaccine. Polio is a terrible disease. Franklin Roosevelt had polio, required crutches and braces, and it interfered with your ability to walk. Smallpox is a terrible disease. It not only kills you, but it disfigures you with poxes on your face and so forth. People's vanity controls them. And if their physical appearance is impaired and their vanity is offended by that, they'll go with the vaccine. But the oddly sad thing, although in a way it's good, of course, but a sad thing from the vaccine point of view is that COVID in most people is silent and doesn't have a physical manifestation, doesn't affect their ability to walk, and doesn't appear on their face. And then their vanity switches to, I don't want a clerk to tell me to wear a mask. I don't want anybody to tell me to get vaccinated. I don't have to get vaccinated. If I get it, okay, I get a little flu. And that is true with a lot, but not all people. A lot, but not all people. What do I mean by that? One of the staff at the White House got COVID as a result of Trump. He had part of his leg amputated. You can have part of your leg amputated. You can have part of your leg amputated because of COVID. People die. They go on iron lungs. People die. People get blood clots in their organs, in their liver, and so forth. We're going to the line. We have a little time before the break. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Tony. Tony, I was going to talk about. Sorry about that. Good morning, Matt. I was going to make you governor this morning, for goodness sakes. Hey, you would have made a good one. Hey, I don't understand people not taking the vaccine. I don't care what age you are. There's no perfect vaccine. Other than I think polio, I don't really remember anything negative happening to people. But at any rate, you can die, for goodness sakes. I mean, and for the life of me, I just don't understand it at any age. In fact, I think the gentleman is from Mequon was talking some. You know, if you read the labels on any medication, I don't care if you're taking high blood pressure or what you're doing, they always list side effects. I mean, if you went by all the side effects they list, I mean, you wouldn't take anything, Matt. So
wouldn't take an aspirin.
Right. I'm beside myself on this vaccine thing. I don't understand these people. I guess they want to bring the whole economy down or whatever. With that thought, that gentleman from Mequon can call in to defend himself if he wishes, but Gold Bucks, it's the greatest thing ever. Thanks, Matt.
Okay. Paul, thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it. As usual, you're the leadoff batter. You're frequently the leadoff batter. Let me get back to the COVID thing. You're absolutely right. Why would a guy like DeSantis, who's no dummy, why would he sell swag that says freedom from Fauciism, don't let Florida get Fauci'd, and don't Fauci my Florida? And there are people wearing these T-shirts around. and baseball caps around. Who in his right mind would do that? You're a nut to do something like that. Why they pick Fauci out? He gets death threats. He has security. Fauci and his family has security. And he is doing a terrific job. And, you know, the other thing is, I told you that the White House staffer had to have part of his leg amputated. Most people don't know that. That it's rare, but you can get your leg amputated from COVID. You can certainly be in an iron lung, in a ventilator, and you can die. But what many people don't know is they can get ultimately neurological impacts and impacts on your liver, kidney, and heart. You can get blood clots. There is some evidence that it's going to affect your neurological functions. If you have any predisposition to Alzheimer's, you may get it sooner. And what is the downside? I'm tired of people saying to me, it's not proven. Hundreds of millions of people have gotten it. Hundreds of millions of people have gotten it. I've had the Pfizer vaccine, but the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, any of them, hundreds of millions of people with virtually no side effects whatsoever. And I'm really talking about very serious ones. They're not there. You've had an experiment with that many people. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.